am so going to get fired from this movie. Yes, I am. And this was going to be my breakthrough role. It's an artsy film, the kind that wins awards and makes careers. You know what it's about. As my brother, I've drafted you into helping me with my lines. Except there are some parts I just can't read with you in this one because of, you know, the incest. Apparently, incest is very marketable these days. Blame it on Game of Thrones or the original Star Wars or just the internet in general. It's not like it's a porn movie or something. There's nudity, but only when it's called for by the plot and in keeping with the characters. Sure. I haven't done nudity before, even though people tried. But those were stupid little movies. Not like this. So I have my first nude scenes. There's no body double or anything like that. And my first sex scene. I mean, not real sex, movie sex with my brother. My movie brother, I mean. Just the idea of the nudity alone is making me nervous enough. Then add fake sex on top of that? I thought I could handle it. I really did, and maybe I could if it weren't for the incestual part of it. That's really freaking me out. You know, I'm a little shy and reserved to begin with. Maybe even a little prudish. I think that's what's been holding me back a little, but this movie was gonna change all of that. This film will make me famous. Sure, it'll be controversial. We expect people to protest and maybe for it to be banned in some places, but no publicity is bad publicity. Working in this movie with this director, this will jumpstart my career. Except I'm going to get fired. The director is already complaining about my chemistry with the actor playing my brother. How am I supposed to have chemistry with someone playing my brother? It's my fucking brother. How does this incest thing even happen? I just know it's gonna get worse. Especially when the sex scenes need to be filmed. I'm gonna lose it. I just know it. And then I'll be fired. Word will get around that I'm difficult to work with. I'll be lucky to work again. And if I did, it wouldn't even be on anything that even mattered. So I need you to help me. Please, that's your job, right? Not just as my brother, but as my personal assistant. You need to help me get ready for this movie. No, put down the script. I know all of my lines backwards and forwards. I even have some carefully thought out alternate lines I can throw out there at the right time, like I'm improvising or something. What I need from you is help in not being freaked out by the entire incest thing. Or even sex in general. I think I'm going to need you to fuck me. I'm not joking! I never joke about my art. You should know that. I need you to get me over my squick factor to the entire incest thing. The only real way I can think of doing that is to actually let you fuck me. If I fucked my real brother, then pretending to fuck an actor pretending to be my brother will be no big deal, right? Now, I know it's different for guys than it is for girls. I mean, you probably want to fuck your little sister anyway. It doesn't hurt that I'm attractive and perky and somewhat famous. Really, it would be weirder if you didn't want to do me. You'd be the only straight guy on this movie lot who didn't want to. Please. Please. Even if you don't want to fuck me, well, tough. Someone's got to do it. And by someone, I mean you, because you're the only brother I have. Having some sex with someone else might help with the nervousness about sex in general thing, but that would still leave an incest aversion. I need to fuck you. It can be awful and gross for me, and possibly you too, but when it's done, anything less than real incest shouldn't faze me. No. No more arguing. You're going to fuck me, and that's final. I told everyone not to disturb me in my trailer, so we have hours here. And I did spend a good hour in the makeup chair before I came here, so I know I look good. Ditto for this dress. It's what my character is wearing the first time she and her brother do it. It seemed appropriate. Except that means I can't wreck it or get any weird stains on it, so I have to take it off. I should have just worn one of my own dresses or just a bathrobe and just let you get at the parts you needed without getting naked. But I suppose getting used to being nude is part of the process here, too. So, off goes the dress. Be a good personal assistant and hang that up for me. And try not to stare at me. It's weird. As my personal assistant, I'm pretty sure you've seen me in my underwear before. Maybe even topless. And I didn't let it faze me. But this is making me nervous. But nervous is good, right? I need to embrace that nervousness, then conquer it. Which is why I'm taking off this bra. No, don't turn away. I don't want you to watch. Honestly, I don't want any of anything that happens from this point on. But you need to watch, and I need to get used to it. There goes the bra. God, I'm probably the only actress in this movie with natural tits, but it fits the character. She's young and shy and innocent and not the kind to get a boob job, so. Enjoy them, I guess. At least stare at them. Not like too much, but don't look away either. I don't know what I want. I guess the panties need to go too. And by the way, this incest thing kind of needs both of us to be naked for it to work. Or at least, I'm not being the only one naked here, so while I take these panties off, you start getting undressed too. There we go. My first full frontal scene. I mean, not really, because it's not being filmed, but you get the idea. Like I said, the nudity is all for artistic reasons, and it means I get paid a whole lot more. Come on, keep stripping. Yeah, the shorts too. You think I can't tell that you have a boner? You're not gonna offend me with that thing. Maybe gross me out and scare me a little, but I'm the one making you do this, remember? Okay. This is good, I guess. I get to see my first dick. I'll see my co-stars on the set, but he'll be limp. They can't show his hard dick without raising the movie to porn levels, so by seeing your hard dick, it'll make me having to see him be around his limp one a lot easier, right? Right? I know we haven't gone over any of the scenes together, but you know what happens in the first one. The brother, he kind of licks out his little sister's pussy, so I guess we should do that. I need to get used to the idea of a guy having his face down there, and I'm gonna need to be wet in order for you to get your cock into me, I guess. I'll just lie down on my bed then, and I'll open up my legs for you. You have to. Well, I guess you know what you have to do. Oh, come on, don't be that way. Yes, I know I'm your little sister, but that's the point. Trust me. I wouldn't be asking you to do this if it wasn't completely necessary. So get on this bed and put your head between my legs and get to work. Just. Just try not to make any sudden movements, okay? I'm nervous enough as it is. Sorry. My legs just kind of close together on their own. Instincts, I guess, but they're open now, plenty of room for you and your face and mouth and tongues. So let's do this. Don't look up at me like that. I already told you it was okay. Your head is right there, so do it. Just start. Just start licking my. Oh my God, stop, stop. Wait, stay right there. Sorry, I didn't think it would feel that weird when your mouth went on me, but I can do this. I have to do this. Start again, please. Oh yeah, this isn't weird at all. Just an up-and-coming Hollywood starlet getting her pussy eaten by her brother. Keep going. I'm trying not to cringe so much. You have to remember that this is my first time having my pussy eaten, and that you're my brother, in case you forgot that part. I don't know why you would forget that part, but I'm trying not to suppress that part in my mind right now. I need to deal with it. Need to deal with it. Okay. You know, just perfectly natural, right? And despite myself, you are making me wet. I mean, maybe some of that is just your saliva, but some of that is me too. My body can't help but react to your mouth, even while I'm also grossed out by it. Do you think this is enough for penetration? I don't know this kind of thing. Yes, no, maybe. I guess we can try. I don't want to spend more time with my brother going down on me than I have to. Not that I'm at all eager to go into the next part, which, if you hadn't guessed, is the sex part, the incest part, the stupid fetish that everyone seems to be so obsessed with right now. They say it'll be mainstream in a few years, but I don't believe them. I can't believe them. Now, this is the part where you move up from between my legs and position your body over me. Just no sudden movements here either, okay? Try to ignore the looks of panic and utter despair on my face right now. My face isn't important to the whole incest thing, just your cock and my pussy and. Speaking of the two, can you try to see if that thing will fit? I'll open my legs wider if it helps. Oh, God, it touched me. I could feel it right up against my pussy. Sorry for crawling away a bit. I'll hold still. Ew, here it is again, all hard and throbby. But I'm not crawling away. I'm holding still. See? Now. Try to put it Hey, that wasn't so bad. I barely felt a. Oh, you didn't put it in yet. Why are you being so difficult? I know millions of guys would give anything to fuck me, let alone be my first. And even more guys probably want to do their sisters. Well, you get to do both. At least if you stop wasting your time. Oh. The tip of your cock is prying me open a little. Don't move. Don't move. No, I'm talking to myself. You need to move, or this doesn't work. Keep going. But you may have to hold me down, or I'm gonna keep trying to move away. Now, I may make expressions on my face that concern you, or make sounds that are disturbing. I may even tell you to stop, but I need you to man up and keep going no matter what, okay? Don't let me get away. Don't let me keep you from fucking me. Just bear in mind that I can't be bruised or anything, because my entire body will be exposed to the camera in a few days. Now, be a good brother and fuck your little sister, okay? It's going in. Damn it, hold me in place. Don't let me squirm so much. We have to go through with this. Just keep going. Oh my fucking god. We're doing it. This is awful. My body knows your cock shouldn't be inside of it. My pussy doesn't want to have anything to do with you. It just wants to squeeze you out. My body knows your cock shouldn't be inside of it. My pussy doesn't want to have anything to do with you. It just wants to squeeze you out. I'd better get at least one award for this movie. Oh. I hate this. This movie is everything to me. No, don't take it out. That's not how the scene in the movie goes. I'll be faking the entire act up to and including an orgasm, so we'll do what you would do if you had your cock in a girl who wasn't your sister. Move it in and out and stuff. Oh yeah, that's helping. I'm being sarcastic, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. This isn't getting any less weird like I hoped it would. Not that I want it to become easy, either. I guess... Just not so awkward. Just keep going, though. We're doing this all in one take. We need to see this through to the finish. Maybe it's just gonna get worse and worse, especially when you come in me, but maybe that'll help make faking sex with a fake brother no big deal. At least my pussy's getting wetter, I guess. That's a good thing in the context of us needing to keep doing this. It seems that one part of my body isn't as repulsive as the rest of me. So, keep going. Fuck me nice and slow, because that's how the scene is. I don't think I could handle fast. I'm not sure how I'm handling your cock being inside me at all. Oh, my therapist is going to be so busy in the coming weeks. I have to tell them about this, but you can't tell anyone. No one can find out. If the tabloids got a hold of this, they'd have a field day. Okay, faster now. I don't want to be doing this all day. Really, I don't want to be doing it at all, but that's beside the point. So faster. Maybe harder, but not, like, too hard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that works. I find myself slightly less repulsed by the current rhythm. Maybe I am developing a bit of a tolerance, or becoming a bit numb. No, not numb. I'm feeling stuff. Most of it bad. I guess some it's good. My stomach feels like it's spinning, but a few inches down, my pussy's doing surprisingly well. Oh, fuck. I gonna need to fake an orgasm on camera. An orgasm from getting fucked. How can I do that if I've never actually had the experience before? You're gonna need to make me come. And I'm gonna need to let it happen. Trust me in that I don't want it to happen, but it needs to. You keep moving like that. I'll help the mood along by playing with my clit. Don't be insulted or anything. Girls often need some extra stimulation, and this is my first time. Oh, and it's gross and Sussex, which is not helping. But my fingers definitely are. Your cock isn't hurting, I guess. Well, not physically. Mentally is a whole nother story, but one for my therapist. But I think I can come. It will be the world's most reluctant and awkward orgasm, but it will be an orgasm. So get ready to come in me. This isn't a porn movie, so you wouldn't be pulling out. I mean, it's not really putting it in the first place, but you know what I mean. I need the experience of cum flooding into my womb so I know how to properly act it out later. Okay. Get ready. People want simultaneous orgasms in their movies, even their mainstream ones, or artsy ones, so I need you to come right when I do, which is, right about now. Oh, we're doing it. We're coming together. I can feel you come erupting into me. My brother's come. Filling my room. Oh my god. I wish I was slightly more grossed out by this. Oh. So yeah. Going forward, I think I can use an experience. If I can survive actually getting fucked by my brother, the pretend stuff should be easy. The nudity will be simple by comparison, too. What? No! I don't think we'll need to rehearse that again. Are you just interested in fucking me some more? I knew you would be into fucking me, but I really, really do not want to fuck you again. Which means I'm not as okay with the incest stuff as I need to be for the movie yet. Which means I need to keep fucking you until, well, not until I want to do it, but maybe to the point where I'm indifferent to it. Oh god, try not to smile so much when I say that. You're not making this any easier for me. You're officially the worst brother ever. Which makes it all the harder to say go ahead and fuck me again.